Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Stephanie Powers. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Where are you? What's this all about?
Why don't you come out and see for yourself? The address is 10086 Sunset Boulevard.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will air next week on this station at the usual time. We hope you join us for that. In the meantime, our guest this hour is Nancy Olsen Livingston. Nancy Olsen Livingston, star of Sunset Boulevard, Pollyanna, and many other movies and stage productions. Nancy's memoir, A Front Row Seat, includes recollections of her memorable encounters with William Holden, Billy Wilder, Gloria Swanson, Bing Crosby, Marilyn Monroe, John Wayne, and many other Hollywood celebrities, as well as the backstory behind the garden party that she hosted in 1964 that helped introduce the Beatles and the various times that John F. Kennedy came in and out of her life. A Front Row Seat, an intimate look at Broadway, Hollywood, and the age of glamour is available in bookstores everywhere. Through our friends at University Press of Kentucky, you can also find A Front Row Seat, Amazon.com, where books are sold online. I have an email question from my colleague, Greg Airbar. Greg is our resident Disney expert. He's also our resident music expert. Ed, please ask Nancy if she talks about Alan Livingston's career at Capitol Records, specifically the famous children's series of records he developed and his creation of Bozo the Clown. In many respects, you know, Alan Livingston was one of the people that made Capitol Records Capitol Records.
Oh, absolutely. No question about that. But when he got out of the Army, his brother was a composer, Jay Livingston,
mm-hmm.
who wrote Buts and Bows and Silver Bells and
Que Sera Sera.
Que Sera Sera. And oh, my God. And he has like 3 Academy Awards mm-hmm. for songs. And so he was coming out to California, and they were very close, the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so Alan came out, and he was still in uniform, a lieutenant. And he went to Capitol Records. Or no, he went to the agency, the employment agency. And he said, I'm interested in doing something at Capitol Records, which was just a young, new record company. And he said, if you find out what they are looking for, tell me, and if I will then go and say and emphasize how I can do that specific whatever they're looking for, and then if I get the job, I will pay you. So they said, they are looking for, I don't remember what it was, but it was something. So Alan prepared himself for that and went and met the person who was hiring, and he said, we just hired the person that is applying for that position. He said, however, I'm interested in talking to you, and I'd like you to go and go to the department that is picking out what kind of things we should be recording. And so he went to that area, and he talked to them, and they said, well, you sound so bright and so interestingly and talented. We hear that, but what we really need is someone to write a children's album. And they're not popular now. They're not selling, but we feel that there is an opening for something like that. We'd like to experiment with it. So Alan said, oh, I'd love to do that. What did he know about it? But anyway, he created Bozo the Clown, which became the number one. First of all, it sold over 1 million records, mm-hmm. which children's albums never did. And then he started, because he was doing this so successfully, they had him do other albums, and he did all kinds of children's albums that were extremely, I mean, they were on the charts
mm-hmm.
and selling millions of records. So they hired him, and he was in, that was his department. And then he started working with the department was making all the records of people like Nat Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And he went over there. And he said, look, he said, I've been thinking about some of these things that you're doing and recording. And he said, I've got an idea. He said, Nat Cole is the pianist for the Nat King Cole Trio. But he said, I've heard him do some singing. He's a soloist. And he went to Nat and said, you know, I think we should put out a record of you singing a song. And Nat said, oh, for God's sake, I'm not a singer. And they put out Nature Boy, and that was the end of that. I mean, he became one of the number one soloists on records in the country.
The story of how Nat King Cole became Nat King Cole is one of the many stories that Nancy Olsen Livingston shares in her wonderful memoir, Front Row Seat, which you can find in bookstores everywhere through University Press of Kentucky, as well as Amazon.com, where books are sold online. Before we leave the subject of children's music, one thing that you mentioned in your book, and this is something our colleague Greg mentions a lot when he has his segment on our program, is Alan was the force behind, when Capitol released children's books, a lot of times, I mean, children's records, they would have like read-along books that you could read along.
That was Alan's creation.
Yeah. I mean, I remember that as a kid. And
he said, why don't we add a book that goes with the record that the children can read, and then when Bozo blows his whistle, they'll know to turn the page.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture will be there, and what Bozo is saying. And this was an amazing creation because it helped children be interested in reading a book.
Yeah, it's not just entertainment. There's the sensory perception, and it's an engagement. It's a very active engagement versus just sitting passively and listening.
Right. No, Alan was a genius.
Alan was a genius, which brings us to our next question. Now, they say a hit is a hit. You know it when you hear it. Did you and Alan ever talk about that? I mean, what to you makes a hit? What to him made a hit?
He was, first of all, I played the piano. Mm-hmm. I was very musical.
Mm-hmm.
And he got that. He knew that. We shared, by the way, we loved classical music.
Mm-hmm.
And I played the piano, and he played the violin growing up, later the saxophone. But he would love the violin concertos. I would like the piano concertos. But we had a tremendous group of classical records. And every night we would play in the back. And I always said the children grew up with the background of the most beautiful music ever composed.
Mm-hmm.
With this in the background, silently playing or quietly playing in the background, and when we had dinner every night. And so we both shared so much. But one day he came home and he said, Nancy, there are changes in the industry and in the world and in the music world. He said, in the 30s, he said, the big bands were absolutely dominant. And he said, the 40s, he said, in the mid-40s, Frank Sinatra sang at the Paramount Studio, pictures on Broadway, and they had to close Broadway. There was such a huge uproar and, people fainting and trying to get close to him, et cetera. And then he said, in the 50s, there was Elvis Presley. And he said, I'm going to come home for lunch, and I want to play you something because I think it's the next step. and he never came home for lunch, ever. So I thought, oh my goodness, this is, must be something.
Mm-hmm.
And he played, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. And I said, Alan, that's the worst thing I ever heard. And he looked at me. He thought I would agree with him.
Yeah.
And be as interested as he was. So the poor guy went back to Capitol and he called the manager. His name has gone out of my head. Epstein.
Hmm?
Brian Epstein.
Brian Epstein, yeah.
And said, we'll sign them. And he said, wait a minute, you have to spend $40,000. $40,000. People go to Saks Fifth Avenue and they spend $40,000
mm-hmm.
on
mm-hmm.
shoes and mm-hmm. bags and clothes. But in those days, it was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we'll do it. And, of course, it changed the music business.
It changed the music business, and it set the stage for what turned out to be the most celebrated event of 1964, a private event that Nancy Olson Limonson hosted that featured the Beatles. To read all about that, to learn the backstory of what really happened, you got to pick up a copy of A Front Row Seat, The Story of Nancy's Life and Career, available bookstores everywhere through our friends at University Press of Kentucky. I want to ask you at least one question about Sunset Boulevard. And I just thought of this before I called you today. One thing I learned about William Holden is that, you know, he was a movie star. He knew he was a movie star, but that did not define who he was. He had a lot of interests outside of Hollywood. And after reading A Front Row Seat, Nancy, I think the same could be said about you. I mean, you were grateful to be part of the studio system and the opportunities it gave you, but being a star was not the whole of your life.
No. No, and also I learned a lot from Sunset Boulevard, mm-hmm. that stars are commodities. Stars are to be sold, and they are to be exaggerated. I mean, you're more beautiful than you really are. You're sexier than you really are. You're more entrancing than you really, enchanting than you really are. And that there is also a loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And isolation. And I was 21 years old, and I wanted to be out there in the world with friends and finding out more about who are my new friends. And I was trapped in a soundstage four stories high with a wardrobe woman, a makeup man, a hairdresser, an assistant director. And come on, I was there from 7 in the morning for 2 hours in makeup and hair, and then from 9 to 6 in this dark stage. And I thought, is this what movie stars' lives are, day after day? This is it? And this was not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be much more a part of the world. Plus, every woman movie star that I knew, very few actually were successfully married with a really wonderful husband, children, family. That's where I came from. That's how I was brought up. I'm a doctor's daughter
mm-hmm.
from Milwaukee. My mother was a school teacher. I knew then that when I met Alan Lerner, and he was a writer, and he was with the most interesting people in the world, in New York, he'd already written Brigadoon, which I adored,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to have the life that I really was seeking. I was going to find out more about it and grow up in it. And so I said goodbye to Paramount, and they said, this is before Sunset was released. So when it came out, the pressure on me was enormous. enormous.
Yeah.
And Bill and I, you know, did four pictures together, and we became really close friends. We adored each other. When we saw each other, we was like, Bill, man! We hugged and kissed, and oh my God, how are you? And we'd catch up with our lives. Anyway, it's been an interesting life.
To quote Clarence the Angel, it's been a wonderful life.
Yeah.
And we are very, very grateful that you have shared part of your day with us, Nancy Olson Livingston. Nancy's memoir, A Front Row Seat, available in bookstores everywhere from our friends at University Press of Kentucky. You can also find it Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Nancy, I cannot tell you how much I've enjoyed our conversation. I hope we'll have a chance to chat again one of these days on TV Confidential.
And thank you so much. You've been wonderful. Your questions are great. I've relived things.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
Hi, this is Tana Frederick, and you are listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, with enough time to tell you that. You're a fan of Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam. Our friends at Time Life have just released the dopest, deafest DVD collection featuring some of the biggest names in comedy, including Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock, Bernie Mac, Tiffany Haddish, Tracy Morgan, and a whole lot more. That will be Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam, All Stars, Volumes 1 and 2, epic 12-DVD collection featuring 36 of the very best episodes of Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam. Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam, All Stars, Volumes 1 and 2, now available wherever DVDs are sold through our friends at Time Life. Besides 36 episodes of Deaf Comedy Jam, this DVD collection includes a bonus DVD called Shaq and Cedric the Entertainer Present All-Star Comedy Jam, a comedy showcase featuring stand-up performances by Kevin Hart, Tommy Davidson, and DeRay Davis, plus a 24-page collector's booklet and more. Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam, All-Stars Volumes 1 and 2, available now wherever DVDs are sold through our friends at Time Life. A reminder that A Front Row Seat, an intimate look at Broadway, Hollywood, and the Age of Glamour by Nancy Olson Livingston is available in bookstores everywhere from our friends at University Press of Kentucky. You can also find it Amazon.com, where books are sold online. Ed Robertson, Beth Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grace, and Greg Airbar, thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.